Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. At 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, Paul the Apostle seems to capsule, beginning at verse 17, the marvelous message of the Gospel. It deals with the wonderful renewal of spiritual life granted to sinners who are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul remarks that they become new creatures, with all the old things characterized by sin and guilt having been washed away, and all things new in Him. This miraculous transaction is made possible by the reconciliation of the world to God by the sacrifice of Christ. And this grand message was committed unto Paul to preach and to share with all peoples of all nations. This placed Paul and other bearers of that message in a position of responsible stewardship, in that they were made caretakers of a very precious matter, and they seemed to certainly realize how very serious that responsibility was. For example, if I give something of value to a loved one as an expression of my care and concern for that individual, I am made to feel quite good if I should know that person has accepted the gift with gratitude and is effectively using it and caring for it. Moreover, should I lend some valuable of my own to someone else, I certainly expect it to be cared for and returned in proper condition. This being true, can you suppose how God must feel concerning the blood-bought gospel of Jesus Christ which He has entrusted to the hands of mere men? Surely He intends for this priceless message to be effectively used and cared for. At 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul began at verse 1 to state his realization of this responsibility when he called himself and other ministers of the Word stewards of the mysteries of God. With that stewardship, he realized a responsibility to be faithful with God's precious message. As a steward of the gospel, he would know that he must not abuse or misuse the gospel. He would also know that a steward was responsible to realize an increase of that placed in his care, that is, the use of the gospel to save souls other than his own. At Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the talents surely demonstrates this truth. As God has placed the gospel in your care as a steward thereof, be not only pleased to realize redemption yourself, but realize also your obligation as a steward to take someone to heaven with you. May God richly bless you, and have a great day.